joint captains, Jason and Niall. First of all, Jason, how did it come about that you're joint captains?
Oh, well, the start of the year there, we've our first game against Fermanagh. Well, SB called us out of the dressing room and he just said to us, right, you lads captain, and he said vice captain, but we weren't sure which one he made which, so it was kind of, we weren't sure for a few weeks and we weren't really, didn't want to ask, like, am I the captain or is he the captain? But sure, we texted him anyway and we finally got it over with, and when he wasn't sure and we weren't sure, so we just decided we'll go joint and we'll do it together.
Right, so, Niall, how is it working?
I mean, it's working good enough, you know, it kind of takes the pressure off you a bit, because I mean, leaders all over the team, but me and Jason, I mean, all the talking's out left to one particular person. I mean, we take turns up going up for the toss and, you know, just a few leaders in the team. Like, everyone's kind of a captain, but it's just down to me and Jason who he pinpointed. But
well, do you take on different roles of captaincy, or...?
No, we don't. Me and Jason just take on the roles of motivating the team before a match. You know, we've experience from last year, so hopefully they'll stand us come there. You know, give the boys a few words about how big it's going to be and all. But me and Jason both talk equally the same, and we just keep talking to the whole team and keeping them right. And that's
Well, I suppose you've been doing the leading on the field in all the games so far, and especially, I suppose, against Antrim the first day in the championship.
Yeah, I mean, Antrim game was a great 10 minutes for me. I suppose I was playing just average enough up until that last 10 minutes, but it was great to get the scores, you know, in the championship, because last year I was carrying any injury and I probably didn't perform as much as I could, but it was great to get score 2-4 whatever in the last 10 minutes against Antrim, get the team over the line.
Now we're not. And how many years are you playing now, Niall? Are you minor?
I've only been minor now this year and last year, but then I was under, I think I was under 16. I was asked out for trials, but last year we won the McLaren Cup at the college, and it was probably young enough age to be going to football that hard.
Yeah. And you had your injury problems too, had you, for a while? Or
It's just a knee problem last year. I mean, it was against Armagh in the championship, but I just collided into my knee and I got an MRI scan. It just showed that I have extra bone growth in my knee or whatever, and it's been kind of causing me bother, but I just had to build up muscle in my knee and it's gone away this year now, thank God.
And Jason, how many years now are you a minor?
Same as Niall, just called in last year.
Just the 2 years. So obviously last year was a big year, came in, Donegal had reached the first All-Ireland the year before, obviously there was huge expectation.
I was coming in, I missed out the whole league campaign. I was coming into a great team that more or less walked over every team in the league, and I was coming into a good tough crowd, and coming into that there at my first year at minors, it was a big kind of shock. It hit me really hard, like, but I thought I reacted, I got on well with it, and then I finally got a bit of game time under me this year and settled well for me now.
And it all was got over the first round last year okay.
I got over the first round last year and came on at half time. I wasn't starting, but that there last year was a good year for us now, for building up experience for us for next year.
And tell me then, raging hot favourites for an Ulster final and talking about All-Irelands, and then all of a sudden Derry came along.
The
semi-final.
The favourites tag didn't stand for us as well as we would have liked, but Derry came at us, they beat them well in the league, and then Derry came and cloned us and they shocked us. They didn't show us any respect at all, and they just wanted it more.
Yeah, and what was it? Was it a case of maybe there was too much chat and talk about All-Irelands and Ulster finals? And
There might have been a lot of pressure on the lads, all right, and how they beat the boys in the league so much, and it's big scores they've racked up, and then maybe the first round of the championship then, beating Tyrone, and we beat Armagh, and then coming into Derry, just that we think the heads were a bit big.
Yeah, and tell me, what was it like, you know, after, you know, coming in as raging hot favourites, you know, and having beaten Derry well, what was it like in the days after that? Because it was all over.
It was over. We didn't know what to do with ourselves on Tuesday or Thursdays, and we're lying at home. Sometimes you might even go and get your gear ready, thinking you're going to training. Coming home after that game on the bus, just thinking to yourself, like, that it was a great team, and it was ours to lose that year, and we let it slip.
Yeah. Hurt?
Hurt. The hurt's still there, and just this year's all about now making up for it.
Yeah. And tell me, Niall, were you hurt after last year?
I was, surely. I mean, coming back on the bus was a very lonely place. Not many boys were talking. I mean, we were stunned by what happened, really. I mean, we had a good minor team to go on last year, but it wasn't to be. And sitting at home then a few days after losing, then especially when you're watching Derry on TV in the All-Ireland minor semi-final, you realise that you could have been there, but instead you're sitting at the house maybe playing for the club, but hopefully we don't make that mistake this year.
And you, of course, were lucky enough, along with Jason, that you were minors again, so you were getting an opportunity at redemption.
Yeah, I mean, a few boys on the bus were gutted, but me and Jason kind of knew that we had this year, and we knew that we weren't going to be turned over like we'd done last year. We kind of this year as well, we kind of looked at ourselves as five minor boys, mate, we can't let that happen again.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully that's a once off, but it was a lonely place.
And what's the big lesson to learn from that game last year?
That's a championship's much different than the league. Like, league, I mean, is a totally different ball game. Like, it was our first year minor last year, and I probably thought the league, you couldn't have been that much of a difference from the championship, but it turned out it's an immense difference. I mean, Derry were a completely different side that day in Clonus when we played them, and they turned us over. And
And tell me, obviously that was a great motivating factor this year, and new management as well. Obviously that was something you had to get used to, Sean Paul Barrett taking over from Declan Boner.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Paul Barrett's a great coach. I mean, he was coaching the under 17s when we were under 16s, and we'd always be looking across and convoy to two pitches, and we'd see them boys running around the pitch, and they won the under 17s with ease, kind of that competition. So we knew that they were, SP and the management were great, and you know, when they got pointed ahead of Brian McCabe, I mean, a few boys were gutted, but deep down we knew probably SP was right man.
Yeah, because Brian had been your under 17 manager.
Aye, Brian was exceptional with us for under 17s. Like, he took it over from the under 16s, and we won the under 17s. And I mean, he was very unlucky not to get the job, but Stan does now.
And Jason retained the league, won it for a third time in a row, never done by Donegal before. Just the one defeat, I think, of the league against Tyrone the first day.
Oh, it was nice to get a one. That game against Tyrone, when we got beat from there on, we just pushed on as hard as we could. And we knew the league was every bit as important to get a good platform to build on now for the championship.
Yeah, and obviously to build a team as well, because I know SP tried a lot of players in the league, didn't he?
Nearly all the players got a good bit of game time, and he knows that he has a good squad there, and he can take any player on to more, nearly every position. There's a lot of versatile players there as well.
Yeah,
it's good to win the league. Yeah.
And then we talked about it already, the Antrim game, and you know, we saw the two sides, Jekyll and Hyde, of Donegal that day, didn't we?
Aye, well, the Antrim game was kind of, I think we needed to get her off, or one bad game out of the way, and myself and Owen, maybe we can have a look at that game back and just think, we know we made mistakes and we've learned from them mistakes, but it's luckily the lads with the character and to build on with 40 men, they pushed on from 5 down and to 1 with such a big scoreline. I think it was very hard to do. Like,
were you worried at that stage when they went up again in the second half?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't shed a tear or two, maybe lying the sideline.
We were
5 or 6 points down, I was just thinking, I was wishing that I didn't make the tackle and wish I was still on the pitch, but luckily the lads pulled through.
Looking up, your joint captain was on it, because he was at a brilliant last quarter.
And Niall backed me up big time there. Right?
And tell me, obviously coming now, Derry again, you know, you had beaten Antrim in the league as well, beaten them easy. You know, you have beaten Derry already this year, handsome victory in Celtic Park. Yeah.
I mean, we know from last year, last year we played great and beat Derry comfortably, and we beat them comfortably enough in the league in Celtic Park that night when we played them. You know, it was a great team performance, and we probably showed what we're capable of that night, and hopefully we can show a bit more of that now come Sunday and hopefully get over the line.
I suppose the big lesson though is chalk and cheese, league and championship.
Yeah, it's a completely different ballgame altogether. You know, the intensity that comes to championship matches alone, with the crowd brings immense pressure on you, but hopefully we can get over there.
And that's the thing, you're going to be playing maybe in front of 20,000-30,000 on Sunday. Does that bother you?
It doesn't, but because when you're a young boy and you'll be watching the likes of Frank McGlynn, Colm McFadden, Michael Murphy, where you've been in the crowd watching them boys winning the Ulster titles the past few years, you know, you want to be out there in front of the big crowds, and you strive to get there, and we're there now on Sunday. Hopefully we can do a job.